My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in today's gospel, we hear of our Lord's appearance on the day of his resurrection to Mary of Magdalene. And the account in the Gospel of St. John gives us a question to ponder. Why does Jesus tell Mary not to touch him? And what might this mean for us? What lesson can we draw? There are various speculations or questions we might ask. Is it that his risen body, for some reason, can't be touched? Well, we don't have to think much about that if we consider the fact that just lines later in the same gospel, our Lord is telling St. Thomas to put his fingers into his side to touch his wounds. So it isn't that his body can't be touched. Some have put forward, probably in our modern age, and obviously someone who doesn't know Jesus very well, oh, well, this is a sign that Jesus is sexist. Mary Magdalene can't touch him, but Thomas can. And that's, it just doesn't make much sense. Consider that Jesus has chosen to appear first to Mary Magdalene of all, at least in the gospel account. We subscribe to the belief that our Lord had appeared even prior to his own mother, which makes sense that he would first show himself to his mother. But as far as is recorded in the gospel, it's to Mary Magdalene first. So if he were sexist, that wouldn't be in keeping with that sort of prejudice. And in any case, he has chosen her to be his witness to his own apostles, which is a great honor. Could it be that for some reason he is scolding her for not having recognized him? Well, or for not having believed that he would have risen, and that's why perhaps she hadn't recognized him. That doesn't seem to hold, if only because he doesn't seem to be scolding her, and he immediately gives her this great mission to carry out. So why, then, has he told her not to lay hold of him, for he hasn't yet ascended? Well, we can listen to the words, to the reason of St. Thomas, who gave her the title that she's known by also as the Apostle to the Apostles, or Apostolorum Apostola, is what he called her. And St. Thomas says of this incident, and he quotes St. John Chrysostom, "This woman wanted to converse with Christ just as before the Passion, and out of joy was thinking of nothing great, although Christ's flesh had become much nobler by rising again. And therefore he said, 'I have not yet ascended to my Father,' as if to say, 'Do not suppose that I am leading an earthly life, for if you see me upon earth, it is only because I have not yet ascended to my Father, but I am going to ascend shortly.'" And then he goes on to say, "I ascend to my Father and to your Father." So we don't have to believe that Mary is doubting our Lord's resurrection, but she's not comprehending the gravity of it. She's overjoyed at seeing her friend again, and so it hasn't really sunk into her the radical reality that he has risen from the dead, that he has a glorified body, and that he's never going to die again, and that he's just demonstrated his divinity beyond the shadow of a doubt, and that he's preparing his followers now before he ascends to heaven. So it's to help her realize what has happened and take this in a sort of religious reflection that he deprives her of this comfort, an easy, natural comfort of clinging to him. And he calls her then to do something greater, to become now a missionary, to give witness even to his apostles. And so it's actually for the same reason he denies her this possibility and this comfort of touching him or of clinging to him. It's the same reason that he then tells Thomas to touch his wounds. In both cases, he wants to lead them to a deeper faith. He says to Thomas, "Do not be faithless, but believing." So the lesson then that we can draw from this is that there are various circumstances and cases where, in some cases, we need something tangible to cling to bolster our weak faith. And at other times, the Lord, for our faith, for the sake of our growth in faith, has to take away those consolations and comforts. Sometimes we have to believe even though we don't see, and that's required, otherwise we can't have faith. And sometimes we have to practice that faith then without the consolation of our natural senses. There's no contradiction in our Lord, and there's no sexism. It's simply that in the case of Magdalene, she needed that to help her focus on the fact that Jesus is now risen, not to remain there as her friend, but now she is to go on to become a witness to his resurrection. And so are we. That is our call as Christians, to be witnesses to this truth that we hold in faith, that Jesus Christ is risen, and that whatever sufferings we have to face in this life, as the cross, as our participation in the cross, they are simply a preparation and an aid to our ultimate goal of eternal life in Jesus Christ. Let us ask Mary Magdalene to intercede for us, along with the Blessed Virgin Mary and all the holy women and the apostles, that we can maintain our faith whether the Lord gives us consolations or not, and trust that he knows best. Praise be Jesus and Mary.